It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
In This League starts right now. It is Bogman. It is Welsh. It's ITL Radio on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090, all the places, all the stuff, all the things. 3 hours. There's football. There's baseball. There's holidays. There's Bubba's. There's all the stuff in the world that's going down here with you. The most wonderful listeners in all the land. Bogman, how does you do's?
I'm doing great today. Doing well outside of finding out Vince Williams is on the COVID list. Not happy about that. Steelers dealing with a ton of injuries on the defensive side. This is the stuff that sinks ships. I don't like it.
So we have in the ITL universe here, if people pay attention to our little universe, many, many know we have a Christmas special coming up next Friday. Next Friday, December 18th, hopefully still on target, of course. And life is really attempting to change some stuff here. And the Christmas special is coming up. We've talked about it. If you guys want to be a part of it, make sure you're on our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. $5 get you all the stuff for the month, and it'll get you the Christmas special. It's going to be 2 hours, us hanging out, trying to do some fun stuff, and opening some presents. Now, it has been a known thing that I have complained over the last week or so about the sheer amount of presents that you have been receiving and I have not, but I open up knowing like I'm less like than you. It's clearly known.
Yes.
Well, it got doubled down when a couple more things came in for me and then you got stuff that came to my house, I have bought right here. Like I'm going to put this thing up. I'm going to pick this up right here. This is for you.
This doesn't sound like toxic jealousy at all, by the way. So that's good.
I have some news. I have some information that is going to be very interesting. And we're kind of heading into the break. So I'm not sure if I want to go into the break about it or if I want to come back from the break. Let's do this. The Deck Our Balls Christmas special is so much fun. We drink, we laugh, we open presents. There's a lot of just nonsense going on. That's happening on Friday.
I can send you some of the stuff that I got if you need more things to open. That's a possibility.
I have an answer to some of it, and it's pretty ridiculous. On the other side of the break, we will talk sports. We're going to talk about all the news around the MLB, talk about some basketball, everything in Week 14 because the playoffs are here. But ITL Universe Connection with the Deck Our Balls Christmas special, a little bit of breaking news right around the corner, right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. That is the In This League Patreon. We've been going strong for I'm not sure how many years, but it is many of them. One of the things you can trust is we've been around for a long time. So all the things we talk about, we've got GroupMe rooms, which people, it's like a Discord. We just do GroupMe because we've done it so long, but it's the same concept. You can join into those. We've got secret shows. We've got a Mandalorian podcast we've been doing. Our boy Jonas Nader from Roto World joined our Patreon, pretty sure just for the Mando podcast. And one of the fun, I'll also like, ranks that we do, football, basketball, baseball, everything has been updated. But the Christmas special is coming up. So on the last segment, I was telling you about, it has been known on the podcast that, like, listen, you're more well-liked. That's okay. I'm fully accepting of that. But where I'm like, hey, Bogman, something came in. I got a thing. And you're just like, yeah, I got four. You know what? I can't even fit all the stuff that's coming to my house.
Yeah. I definitely did not say that. I mean...
And then I start getting stuff for both of us. And I'm just like, why am I getting stuff? So Thursday morning, we have a lot of great Army members that are amazing people. Amazing, amazing people. Many of them, their name are Jesse. And particularly, you know, Jesse's do very well with us. Jag and our boy Jesse Sevier, who we call him Thanos. So Thanos, me and him are talking. He's been helping me with, we're doing some prospect mock drafts. And he helped me set up, and he just, you know, he's just a great guy and he's invaluable. And we're talking about a few things, and he goes, hey, question for you. I know you were, and by the way, I love that people care that like I've complained about it. If you know me well enough and you know ITL, I have to find anything to talk about and complain about whether I care or not. So I'll complain about everything to make bits. So he goes, hey, question for you. I got you something on that cam list. We have an Amazon list, both of us. Mm-hmm. He's like, I got you something. And I think he said, he's like, I think it said it was like coming. I did it last week and it already, you know, had gotten to the destination. And he goes, did you change your address on the list? And I go, oh,
hey, hey, hey.
It didn't do it automatically because everything I order on Amazon just comes to my house. I go to the cam list and it's pointed at the wrong address.
Wah, wah, wah.
Eggs on the face of the Welsh because there could be
so happy.
There could be presents upon presents out there that are just waiting for me. And here's what I don't know. I don't know. A, are they going to properly be forwarded? B, are they just sitting at the post office? Because there's nothing the post office hates more during December than customers and people.
Oh, of course.
They're not anything.
Especially with COVID, too. Like, yeah. That's, you know, oh, my God.
Or C, did it go to my old address and those scumbags are just holding on to it and potentially playing with knives and looking at graphic novels?
What kind of psycho 12-year-old is ordering knives and graphic novels off of their Amazon list. This makes not me so happy because
I'm getting those as gift. I'm not buying graphic novels and getting knives. I am receiving them as gifts.
This makes me so happy because once they get to you in like a week, which they will, I am going to then complain because you have way more stuff going to you than I do. That's exactly how it's going to happen.
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it.
I've gotten one thing since we talked. So
you have five things there.
I have six total.
Oh, okay. I have four, and I have two for you.
And you're missing like nine from people sending you stuff to the wrong address?
Probably not. I mean, listen, nothing would make me happier than to look out the door and see Santa Amazon walk out with just a bunch of presents. These delivered to the wrong address. Here you go, little Welsh. It would be fantastic. But that is why it's so key for us to have such great listeners. It is the simplest, easiest thing. And as soon as he said it, I went, oh, I'm so dumb. You're right. It's right. It's wrong. It's right there. So I don't know. What do you think the bets are during this season? That, because I had something in like June or July.
You have to do a second, like a deck your halls or something where you open up all the stuff that comes to you after the first of the year.
So let me ask you. I had an issue with something sent to me like in June or July or something like that. And it went to the post office and they did forward it. It took forever though. I even had to call the post office and she's like, yeah, don't worry about it. It'll get there. I'm like, okay. And then it finally did. What do you think the odds are of the three possibilities? A, it just straight up got forwarded and it'll, you know, just be a couple days late. B, it's just sitting in the post office. Or C, the scum at my old house are just sitting there playing with military grade knives.
Well, I think it might be C, but it doesn't necessarily have to be scumminess. Like if people are just getting delivered a bunch of stuff from Amazon already, you know, that's why like I get paranoid around this time, because I'm like, okay, should I open this or do I need to save this for later? So I have my real first name on all the stuff that comes to me from my list, and then, you know, my middle name, which I go by Scott, sent to my house for the stuff I buy for other people.
And so, see, the tough thing is my real name is on the Amazon stuff that people would have purchased. So I'm hoping. So
wait a minute, your real name is on that?
Yeah, but people
are
can't
you see sure?
It. Yeah, people can't see it.
I know people can't see it, but I just wasn't sure. So
it is.
Well, yeah, I was thinking that could be an issue for the post office if you're, you know, if Welsh is on
100% agree, because things do get sent to me under Welsh and they still come. They still come perfectly fine. So I don't know, but a mystery solved. I know all the people that don't follow ITL, they're like,
WTF, who cares about any of this? It's still funny that you made a mistake and
publicly
it was clear.
For two weeks.
Oh yeah, publicly complaining, giving me crap. Oh, Mr. Popular. Oh, everyone loves you.
Ooh, look at Bogman. He's so beloved. Look at all those presents. He's swimming in them.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm definitely. I mean, I have a bunch of stuff, and like I said, one of them is extremely heavy. So. I don't know what's in. I'm assuming it's another cat tower. So, I need.
One of those. Good Lord.
All which I need because my cats are tearing up these ones.
Isn't it great being in front of a microphone that things can just get sent to you?
I mean, you know, we're not. Just imagine if you were a hot girl and had an OnlyFans. Like, what would you have to pay for?
I totally agree. Like, I experienced this a little bit when I was doing CBS. You know, because they actually get like advertisers, unlike we do. And, you know, for the first, you know, 2 months I was, you know, just doing fill-in work. But it was just like, you know, whatever, this clothes company, here's $200 worth of stuff, get some clothes. Hey, here's a box of meat. I almost lost $100. Here's a box of meat that's being sent to you. And then like, here's another thing. And it's just like, man, this is great. So, you know, that's what Christmas ends up being for us, because we're also adults and we don't get presents from anybody.
Well, yeah,
like, there's no Christmas presents that are going to be under my Christmas tree unless people send them to the wrong address.
You don't get. So do you and your wife just agree? No, everything's for the kids. No presents.
Yeah, we make an agreement that there's no presents for us that I break every single year. And then she's just like, oh, my gosh, you got me something. And I'm like, yep. And then I sit there with that. So there's a pretty consistent thing about that. But, you know, at the same time, your boy wants something, your boy's going to get something.
He's just right. Yeah, exactly. That's I have to get something for my mom, and my mom will get something for me. And this year I was like, look, I'm going to have to go get whatever it is anyway, or you're going to order it on my Amazon stuff. So how about just cash?
Wouldn't it have been great if I had just ignored, if this didn't come, and then all of a sudden, like the day of Deckard Balls, it just like 12 things come in and I've just been complaining about it. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, silly
it
old well.
Snowing, you know, yeah. you're in a Lifetime movie. You know what I mean? That's what it would have been like. Oh, look, the Grinch that thought he was getting no presents or only 3 presents is getting a million presents. So by the way, how did you get anything if you had the address incorrect? Stuff that you got must
that's
be from
on the cam. That's on our cam list. People sent me stuff not on the cam list. Nice enough to give out our address, you know, that type of thing. All right, we got to go to break. That was a very perfect, successful kill of an entire segment. When we come back, though, basketball, baseball, week 14, fantasy playoffs. Oh my God, there's 3 hours of this. We got to fill a segment somewhere, guys. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on. Yeah.
Welcome back, friendos. It's In This League. ITL, I am Welsh. That is Bogman. And we've got a nice little store if you guys want to check it out. It is the Teespring ITL store. Just put that in Google. It's usually the second link, and it will take you... Because I think the real link is like itlstore.myteespring.co, some nonsense. So you just type that in, it'll get you there. And we have got all of the fun stuff. We've got the ITL new, brand new logo hoodie, shirts, sweatshirts, mugs, whatever you want. We got it. Even the podcast art is got some of its own apparel. Go get some for Christmas. Not sure you're going to get it in time for Christmas now. I think it's a little bit late, but you know, you can pick that bad boy up and get it right after. You know, support
That's
it for
right.
New Year's. You know, right. What better New Year's outfit than like a Boggs Jr. hoodie, like our boy Braun got.
That's right. That was his Secret Santa gift. So I always, like I said, I feel weird wearing that one because it is my face. I mean, obviously.
I think you should wear it more and see if people are like, is that you?
The jawline is too sharp for people to put it together that it's me, but it's pretty close. So
like anime Bogman.
Yeah, exactly. Because I look like if my cartoon got stung by a bee in the face. So that's what I look like right now. So
excellent breakdown of what that is.
Yeah. I thought it was fairly accurate. So
a little quick conversation about the NBA, because we had all the stuff kick off finally preseason, which is still just unbelievable, but preseason kicked off Friday, Saturday were kind of the first two sets of scrimmages for people to get going, because there is literally like eight or seven working business days before the NBA starts, with a couple of weekends coming up here. And there's still a little bit of news jumping around. One of the biggest has been James Harden and the Rockets. The Rockets have made their moves. They've got Wall, they've got Cousins, they've kind of revamped, they got rid of Westbrook. Harden finally showed up, but not going to play the first two preseason games, and apparently has expanded his trade list. That came out of nowhere, has expanded the teams he's willing to be traded to. And did I see correctly that one of them was Philadelphia?
Yeah, Philadelphia was the first one, actually.
Okay, because that's just, I mean, it's you blatantly know what that is. That's, hey, I'll go to Philly because you can trade Ben Simmons for me. You can just do that.
To me, it's I'll go to Philly because Daryl Morey went there and I like him. You know, that's what it is to me, is Daryl Morey's there. So that's why he wants to go there. Yeah, and also Ben Simmons makes sense. That's the piece that the Rockets would at least have to get back. But the other teams, Brooklyn, I think, was always on the list as well. So, but, you know, when Brooklyn called for Harden, the Rockets said, well, if we're giving you Harden, we want KD or we want Irving. And so they hung up the phone immediately. And then the next two teams are Milwaukee to play with Giannis, and then Miami to play with Butler, I guess. So those are the teams that, I mean, I think personally that, you know, knowing James Harden and his personality and knowing the fact that a lot of adult dancers are probably going hungry because of COVID and he can't go in there anymore, I think that Miami would probably not be great for his personality. So I don't know. I feel like his career might take a dip if he went to South Beach. So,
but do you think the expansion of the like, hey, here are teams I would go to, is just one more reiteration of like, by the way, I still want out of here. Like John Wall may have said like, hey, I'm cool. And you may have got rid of Westbrook because that's what I wanted, but don't get it twisted. I want out of here. And, you know, I guess they're not.
Fertitta, the owner, like that's, I think that's what it boils down to. I think Fertitta was a little bit too involved in the decision-making, you know, the getting Paul out, bringing Westbrook in. I don't know that Harden necessarily hated that, because he obviously likes Russell Westbrook. They're still friends and everything. But I think that he thinks that Fertitta is too involved in the process and, you know, it's just time to move on. I think that's his thoughts. Obviously, you know, we're all just guessing at this point, but it seems to me that that's what it is. And he would rather just go play not where Tillman Fertitta is, because he doesn't want a meddling owner. You know, when a GM has a vision, let them go do it, you know? So, and I thought it was working pretty well with Morey before Fertitta came in. So, and I think Fertitta is also the reason that, that Daryl Morey is gone. He doesn't want to have a owner that meddles with what he's doing. So,
okay, so let me ask you this. Likely, give me your odds and like get outside of yourself a little bit, because sometimes you get very like, it's not going to happen, but like open up, open your heart a little bit. Give me the likelihood that James Harden is off the Rockets before the start of the season on the 22nd.
0%. I mean, I'll get out of myself and everything, right, but I think there's no way. They're just asking for too much. And I think that's what it's going to boil down to, is they keep asking for, you know, the best player, and no one's going to trade their best player for a player that wants out of a situation, you know, and that makes sense. So until their ask comes down, you know, you can't go to Brooklyn and say, well, we want KD or Irving. I understand that that's what you should be getting back for a guy like Harden, but the guy's disgruntled. You're not going to get that back for him. So I think the best thing they could do right now is probably get, you know, Ben Simmons. I think maybe getting Bam Adebayo from Miami, but why would Miami trade him?
Okay, you know? So let me finish going through these then. So 0% before the start of the season, percent by the trade deadline that James Harden is on a new team.
45%. I would say it's not quite 50%, because I think the demands are still going to be too high for the trade deadline, but I think the odds open way up. You know, we can see, especially if he still wants to be traded at that time, because the stuff with Steven Silas and, you know, everyone keeps asking Silas about Harden, and Harden, or Silas keeps answering these questions kind of, I don't want to say rude or aggressively, but it's just kind of matter of fact. You know, it's, you know, well, when is Harden going to be here? He's like, well, ask Harden. I don't know when he's going to be here, you know? And then how do you anticipate working with Harden going? And he says, well, that's kind of up to him. You know, we have everyone working in here and everything's fine. So if that relationship gets worse, obviously Harden is more going to be on the outs. But if it gets better, if they kind of meet and they say, hey, yeah, you know, Silas says, hey, this is my first head coaching job. I just want, I'm just answering the questions the way I think I should, you know, whatever. If they get on the same page, less likelihood, but who knows, man? It's
what was your percentage mid-season? Like, I didn't think I 45. Okay.
45. I think they're still going to ask too much. I think he's going to still want to go
out of the season.
After the season, 95.
Okay, yeah, so that's what I was just trying to get to. You had really good breakdowns there, but I was trying to get to, like, what is your thought process on him being a Houston Rocket long-term? It's almost 100% he's gone after the season. Essentially, you're saying 50-50 mid, and you're saying no chance at the start of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I think he wants to get away from the Rockets owner, Tillman Fertitta, and, you know, I think it's going to take until the offseason for the Rockets to really get a package together that they like from another team. So also, I don't know what his no trade clause looks like, if he has one.
I don't think the no trade clause is a problem. They're going to find a destination.
If he can block a trade to a non-contender, if someone's going to offer something big for him, you know.
But it's not going
to
happen. Like, they're going to work with him on a trade because he just won't play. He's stubborn. I don't even think that's in conversation. They're going to have to do a trade under the teams that he'll go to. No team is going to trade for him, nor will he go play for a team that isn't on that list. So you don't think
a team that's not on the list, like the Kings, you don't think they would give up De'Aaron Fox and something else to get
a guy
James
that
Hart?
Doesn't want to come play with them and they have no chance? No. Why would they give up De'Aaron Fox
an MVP candidate.
No, I don't think so. I think this is a situation. Basketball players definitely own more control of their destinations.
That's very true.
In the league, where if they go out and say, this is where I'm going, that's where they're going. Look at Anthony Davis. I'm going to the Lakers. That's it. That's the only thing that they can negotiate with.
I mean, Harden, going back to the Sacramento thing real quick, Harden is signed through the 22-23 season. So,
which works, I guess, in his favor. But again, it's a zero.
You're right about AD and, you know, players in the NBA having way more control of their destination, where they're going. But Harden's deal isn't coming up until 2023. That's why I was saying, like, if he doesn't have a no trade clause, or, you know, I don't know how it works in the NBA. I know in MLB it's 10 years in the league, 5 years with the same team, you can reject a trade to anywhere. I assume because, like you said, that NBA players have way more control of their destination, that could be something that's just written into every extension. You know, is usually there's an out, usually there's some no trade clause in there or something. But what I'm saying is, because the Rockets are, they know that Harden wants out, but they're focused on getting the best possible return back for him instead of where he wants to go. You know,
but he gave them a lot of teams, though. He didn't do what Anthony Davis did. Anthony Davis was like, just trade me to one place. That's it. Harden gave you a bunch of destinations. So that's why he has full control in my eyes of that spot. And I think it can happen earlier than a lot of people expect. I think I would put like 75% by the trade deadline. If not, I think the likelihood is higher even into the beginning of the year. Like, I don't know if they go a full season in. I just think it's going to happen. I think the likelihood gets much closer to 100% by the trade deadline, because it seems like things are broken there.
I would like it to be done as quick as possible. You know, like, I would really like Harden to come in, play with John Wall for a couple weeks and go, you know what? I like Silas. I like Wall. Fertitta's going to quit messing around with this so much. I'll stay here. That's what I would hope happens. But obviously, you know, what did Billy Bob Thornton say in Bad Santa about wishing in one hand and you know what and in the other, see which one fills up first? You know, Harden's gone. Harden's going to be gone from Houston, you know, before the start of next season at the latest, most likely. You know, maybe even before that, I wouldn't be shocked. But
also, seeing
guys come up on us real quick too this year.
Yeah, so. And also seeing other guys make big moves. Paul George signed an extension, max extension, $190 million. So teams getting set up. Harden wants a new destination. If he wants it, it's probably going to happen. Don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up right around the corner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey.
In this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Me.
Welcome back, friends. It's In This League right here on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090. I'm Chris Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. That is Scott Bogman over there. Find him on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Baseball. Winter meetings. Virtual winter meetings, Bogman. I don't know if you saw one of my favorite moments from the complaining. That's all that this has actually been. It's been people complaining like, oh, there's no virtual. Oh, you know, oh, really? There's no virtual. There's no meetings and I can't do all this stuff. But there was one reminiscent thing that made me happy was somebody said the only thing that will truly be missed from, you know, the winter meetings is the pub crawl with Eno Saris. And that was like my favorite. Was like, and it's just like, yeah, you have to assume, you know, any type of drinking or anything like that is going to be a very, very fun time. And our boy Eno is very well known for that. And everybody knows the winter meetings were canceled as far as in-person goes. They were all done virtually. And we definitely haven't had the firepower that we usually have. Because usually winter meetings, it's like, you know, maybe a couple big trades. And then there's just like wild rumors going around. And there's, you know, because there's just stuff. And it started to pick up. But then it just kind of died. You know, there wasn't a whole lot.
Why did you just sound like Christopher Walken right there?
They kind of died.
Things around and then they died.
He's doing
right off.
Stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
can your mother sew? Get her to sew that.
But it was, you know, kind of boring. I mean, the Lance Lynn, there were some precursor ones, you know, Lance Lynn going to the White Sox was a big deal. And actually, furthermore, what you've kind of seen is the Rangers are completely going through an overhaul. They did make another move. So they've already, this is what they've done in the short term. They've moved Isaiah Kiner-Falefa to shortstop. They've moved Lance Lynn off the roster. And then they made a trade with the Rays, which I did, a lot of our Army people, very funny, smart people, multiple people going, listen, if the Rays want a prospect off of a team, that team should immediately not trade those prospects because the Rays acquired the nation. First off, the Rays traded a very kind of a free touty baseball ish prospect that people are like, hey, free Nate Lowe. Nate Lowe was traded to the Rangers. And there were a couple other tiny pieces for what I had described online. As I said, the Rays really have done their scouting and they scouted the lower levels of the Rangers because the three players that they acquired were all out here in the AZL in 2019. I say here because I'm from Arizona and, you know, these are guys that I watched and they got Gilberto Hernandez, Oslavis Baysby, and Slavis. Alexander.
What's his name?
Oh God, I always screw it up now that I'm not looking at it. Ole. It is, yeah, Oslavis Baysby.
Okay,
Oslavis Baysby. Yeah, I don't know. And Alexander Ovalles. All three prospects were out here in the AZL, and Gilberto Hernandez was a monster. He was, he's a little bit older for the time he was out here, but he's kind of like the big deal about this prospect, but they did really good across the board. And it is one of those things where it's like, man, if Tampa comes a calling for your prospects, you should kind of, you know, think twice. But the Rangers were able to readjust that roster where they're getting younger and they kind of got their first baseman of the future. And I'm just surprised these are the trades that were happening in this very lackadaisical winter meeting process. That it's like the Rangers and White Sox have been the most active so far, and the Rangers are getting little tiny pieces.
Well, the Blue Jays are also tied to like every single rumor, every single
Blue Jays and the Mets are like any guy that's out there. It's just like they might be going to one of those two teams,
right? But remember, and I feel like you scoffed at me a little bit when I said it, but I feel like, you know, because of these teams crying poor and all this stuff, we've even heard the Yankees say that they don't want to go over the luxury tax because of all of the money that they lost last year. Okay, you know, come out with a new shirt or something and you'll be fine. You can sign out a million new free agents, Yankees. Those guys print money. So I feel no sympathy for them whatsoever. But because a lot of these teams are restricting their budget and, you know, pinching pennies wherever they can at all. I feel like it's going to be late January before we get a lot of these guys signed. Now, I could be wrong about that, and we'll get a flood of them within the next week or two after the meetings happen, after, you know, winter meetings are done and solid and put away with, and every idea you explored is either, you know, you came to a dead end, or, you know, it's just not going to happen right now for you. Then we could get a whole rash of signings, which is usually there's a big group, and then there's the winter meetings, and then there's a bigger group into January, and then the stragglers get signed in late January and early February, maybe even pushing to the start of spring training for some of the bigger guys. But I think this year it's going to be winter meetings, a dead area until January. Agreed. And then we're going to get people signing in January, and that's when it's going to kick off and we'll get more trickling in, and a lot of them happening more in February than we're used to, than we ever have, because of all, you know, crying for stuff.
Another thing that's opened it up too, that I've been trying to think, like, you know, what's the thing? What's the thing that's been holding these guys back? Maybe, you know, why have teams been, you know, not extending the big offers, and Springer's still on the market, Romuto's still on the market, Bauer's still on the market? Well, you know, can't be understated, but, you know, from the KBO, there's some in, you know, just the international market, there's some serious players in there. Ha-Sun Kim is probably the biggest of all of them, and we were waiting on him getting posted. And I think teams knew that. He's a shortstop, maybe third baseman, power, speed, great defender, everything. There's, I think it's Sagano. I might be saying it wrong in my head, who is a pitcher that, you know, he's got very like Tanaka-like body and a kind of a weird windup, but the guy can pump mid-90s and then drop, you know, off speed into the low 70s or to the mid-70s. And a lot of executives believe that he is second in the market behind Bauer. So think of Kim is probably top three or four in the hitting market. If you think about the guys that are out there, you've got the pitcher who's number two. And then also Sumbung Ha, I think is out there, and he's not quite on the same scope as Kim, but he's in that market. So here's what I'm getting at. Potentially, we were waiting on like two of the top hitters available for free agency to officially be posted, and the number two pitcher on the market. So no wonder it's taking until January that it's slow going, because teams want to know, where am I at on these guys as well? Because, you know, there's probably only a handful of teams that are in on these top guys as anyway. So they want to see what the entire market is. So the market's been stagnant until some of the major players got posted, which just officially happened.
Aren't there more players being posted this year too? And this is probably a direct result because of COVID as well, with, you know, teams in Japan not having fans and not getting those gate sales and everything as well. I feel like there's more players being posted this year than there has been in the past. Maybe I'm just paying more attention to it. And maybe it's holding up the market, like you said, but it feels like maybe there's, you know, there's whatever, five or six guys this year, and there's usually like one or two decent sized names that get posted. Am I out of my mind, or?
No, I mean, but these are the big guys. These are the big guys. Actually, you know, we got a live room going on for some of our Patreon members that, you know, the captains that are in here, they can watch while we do this show. And our boy Toby brings up an interesting thing that could be playing a version of this as well. It could be one of the many pieces where he says, do you think the insurance lawsuit has a lot, or don't you think the insurance lawsuit has a lot to do with teams not spending? It could, but I would argue that the teams that are going to spend on Springer and Bauer and Romuto, I don't think they're going to be holding tight waiting for that. Those are the teams that are freely spending for the most part. I mean, I say that the Blue Jays aren't necessarily that type of team, but the Blue Jays have been tied to George Springer. They've been tied to Kim, Ha-Sun Kim, who's out there, who could be a big role. They're also been tied to Justin Turner. So, you know, they're not, but the Mets, the Angels, the Yankees, those are teams that I don't believe are sitting around caring really what the end day is. Like, that's not the insurance lawsuit's not going to be the determination if the Angels go and spin on Trevor Bauer or not. It's just, that's not the thing. So maybe the lower market teams, why, you know, Brad Hand didn't get picked up, and why.
Or lower market players too, just like, you know,
yeah.
the guys that are going to get those middle contracts instead of the big or small
Brad Hand. Brad Hand and middle Archie Bradley, you know, those type of guys, like those ones.
Let's get a low contract. Nobody really wants him.
He's going to get some money. I think he might come back to Arizona, Boggs.
No, he will not. Don't do that.
I'm just saying. He probably better said go to a Texas team. You know, go back to the Go to the Astros.
Go to the Rangers. Go to the Astros. Whatever.
But I think those middle line ones, that's where that's effect. The big ones are not. But I really do think the international market, just because this isn't a great free agent class. It's very, very top heavy. We all know that. You know, DJ LeMahieu, another one of those guys. It's all the big dogs, but there's only like four or five of them. And then it's kind of middle tiered. Well, you throw two of the three guys that were waiting to be posted, jump right into the upper echelon of and of costs too, by the way, because they have to pay posting money. That's, I think, what has halted some of this process. And it might not be so much about COVID and people not being in the same room and stuff like that. It might simply be just the posting process.
I have a good comparison of the posting process too. You know, for me, it's like I'll go to Uber Eats and I'll look and I'll go, okay, I want to buy this. I want it to come straight to my door. But this, I got a service fee and a delivery fee and a tip. Like my $8 Chick-fil-A just turned into 20 bucks here. I don't know if I want all this. So do you think like, or, you know, it's the same way when you get to Amazon, when you're buying something, you see the tax and the delivery fee and you're like, oh, this isn't on Prime. I got to pay $13 to have this shipped. I mean, do I really want it that bad? I don't know.
I think there's some teams with the posting process for sure. But like, I think it's also just about, you know, if a team looks at, but I mean, there's only one pitcher, you know, Stroman's off the market. There's only one pitcher. So teams probably want to do their due diligence before they're ready to unload the money to see, you know, what interest does the pitcher have? What interest does Kim have before they go in and they signed a Justin Turner or they look at the rest of the market?
It's kind of crazy to get the lack of moves though. You're absolutely right. Because in a situation like this where teams don't want to spend money or seemingly don't want to spend money, you would expect more trades, just more, smaller trades, more, you know.
Yeah, like, apparently you did get that Chick-fil-A for $20.
Anything. That's why I have the hiccups. So, but I'm also nervous talking to you. You definitely intimidate me. So, you know, that's what it is.
Clearly.
You know, not over 10,000 hours or anything on this yet. So I'm not an expert, but yeah, man, like the little moves I would expect to see happening. We're not seeing those happening. So I still think that we're going to get a big flood of signings and it's going to be normal money and all that stuff. It's just happening later because teams are waiting for whatever reason. So,
yeah, no, I agree with that. And the market's going to start going. And when it does, you know, some of the rumors will start coming to head. Liam Hendricks has been tied with the Mets and the White Sox. James McCann seems like he was getting close to signing with the Mets. You've had some rumors about the Yankees looking at a guy like Josh Bell and Jameson Taillon. It'd be very interesting if they picked up a first baseman with all the Luke Voit stuff out there. So there's a lot of trades that are floating around, and it's just the time where teams are waiting to go. And make sure you're tuned in to the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast, because we'll be talking about all of that and prepping everything for your fantasy baseball season. Don't go anywhere. We got to hit a break. When we come back, we're going to finish out the hour, and then we will be jumping into week 14. It is the start of the fantasy football playoffs for all of the normal, sane people that start week 14. So don't go anywhere in this week.
Same.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
In this league.
I remember that.
Well, hello, friendo. Welcome back. It's In This League. Bogman Welsh. And you know, we're talking on the, I think it was a football podcast, the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. My favorite storyline of everything that happened last week was still the Dez Bryant meltdown. And it didn't have to be a meltdown because it started as, hey, Dez is going to, you know, revenge and all this stuff and stories and he's back and blah, blah, blah. And then he gets pulled because he tests positive for COVID. And then he gets out of the game and he sips some wine and says, I quit. I'm out. I'm done. And then it kept going, Boggs. Apparently, he's like, I don't know what the hell's going on. Two negative tests in a row. They still hadn't put him on. And then he got put on the COVID list. I don't know what
is happening with this dude. Like, I don't understand. Like, so I guess he would have to test negative three more days in a row to be able to play this week, which he's just not going to play this week. So, you know, put that off the table. But is he actually going to not play the rest of the year, or is he going to come back and play? Like, has he rescinded his initial crybabiness of saying, I don't want to play?
No, that's the only thing I didn't know. Like, let me go to his account real quick, because, you know, his thing post game was like, I'm done. I'm just sitting out. I don't know what the hell's going on. And then let's see. What's interesting is Pat McAfee started talking about it, and then Dez commented on it. He says it wasn't 2 hours before the game. It was 2 hours before kickoff. He's like, I shouldn't have been able to walk in the stadium. We have to be there 2 hours before. And he tweeted, I tested negative back to back for COVID, and I'm not excited about this. And all of that is post, I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, then be done, you know, but I don't know. This is a weird story, and it sucks. People get false positives, right? It happened to Saban earlier this year. He almost didn't get to coach a game, but he did. It's happened to players who've gotten false positives and weren't able to play and then came back and played. So I don't know, man. Like, it sucks, but it's not like everyone wanted to see Dez versus the Cowboys. I wanted it.
He said it wasn't about revenge. He says it wasn't about revenge. It wasn't about this or that. He says, I wanted to make a point. That is how he ended the tweet there. And he didn't get to make the point, but he made the point after by blowing up, quitting, drinking wine, talking about other projects. We got to go to break, though. Snap this out. Hour two coming up. More football. DFS week 14. Bets. Don't go anywhere.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.